AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After a meeting with President Trump in Davos, Switzerland, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced 2 days of trilateral meetings starting tomorrow involving the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. Karen Shamas reports earlier in the day, Zelensky had a harsh critique for his European backers.
One of the biggest problems in today's Europe, though it's not often talked about, is the mindset. Some European leaders are from Europe, but not always for Europe. And Europe still feels more like a geography, history, a tradition, not a real political force, not a great power.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Zelensky compared European nations' slow response to America's push for peace. Despite European support, internal disagreements and slow responses have frustrated Kyiv. He also stressed the need for Western weaponry to defeat Russia as the war persists. I'm Karen Shamas.
In Minnesota, 3 people have been arrested over an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a church service Sunday. In Washington, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith defended his investigations of President Trump at a public congressional hearing.
President Trump was charged because the evidence established that he willfully broke the law, the very laws he took an oath to uphold. Grand juries in 2 separate districts reached this conclusion based on his actions, as alleged in the indictments they returned.
And he insisted,
if asked whether to prosecute a former president based on the same facts today, I would do so regardless of whether that president was a Democrat or a Republican.
Consumer spending boosted third quarter economic growth to 4.4%. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge ticked up to 2.8% in November over a year earlier, and stocks closed higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Oscar nominations are out. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
As actress Danielle Brooks and actor Lewis Pullman announced this year's Oscar nominees, one thing became clear. It would be a salute to the movie Sinners, Best Original Screenplay.
And Sinners, written by Ryan Coogler.
Editing.
And Sinners.
Cinematography.
Sinners.
Actor in a leading role.
Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
Best Picture.
Sinners.
In all, Ryan Coogler's blue-steeped vampire epic Sinners led with 16 nominations, setting a record for the most in Oscar history. The father-daughter revolutionary saga, one battle after another, the favorite coming into the nominations, trailed with 13 nominations. Conan O'Brien returns to host the Oscars, which airs March 15th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.